Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the Quaker Pirate.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, offering an online Master of Science in Allied Health program that prepares graduates to transform healthcare through a lens of social justice. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Each year, Wilmington College hosts an annual Peace Symposium, where the Southwest Ohio University explores alternatives to war and conflict. This year, they're focusing on an often illegal art form as a path to peace. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
Todd Drake calls himself the Quaker Pirate. The name comes from an old story about a Quaker boy named Obadiah who begs his parents to let him become a pirate.
And his parents eventually say, well, Obadiah, if you're going to be a pirate, be a good Quaker pirate.
That spoke to Drake, a street artist who plasters messages of peace onto walls, storefronts, and mailboxes in Manhattan.
To me, it sums up what I'm doing, which is putting up graffiti, pushing the limits of what is permissible, of course, but for a good cause. And Quakers have been doing that, you know, since the start.
Drake began his street art during COVID, posting positive messages on the largely empty streets. When the sidewalks filled up again, he found that graffiti could be an outlet for his faith and Quaker commitment to nonviolence.
As an artist, you have to answer that question, what's worth making? You know, I've really tried to find a sweet spot where I can speak out against war without falling into the taking sides.
Many times his art denouncing war is taken down after just a couple days. But his work has found a more lasting home at Wilmington College's Quaker Heritage Center. Director Tanya Moss walks me through the exhibit in Southwest Ohio. It's designed to feel like walking through a city block, complete with a speaker broadcasting the sounds of a typical urban street. On one wall, a towering poster reads, "War begets war begets war." The words frame sharp black lines that mirror and repeat.
And the images in the center are this kind of sense of being intertwined in a way that you can't escape.
But beside it, Moss has left room for other artists. The wall is completely covered in white paper. She wanted the gallery to not only showcase graffiti, but encourage students to try it.
We're a small private liberal arts college. It's a small community. And once you sort of out yourself in terms of your opinions and your political viewpoints, there's no going back. This is a place where, you know, they can feel safe to put out their viewpoint.
Students have drawn images of doves carrying olive branches and have printed pleas for peace. Today, Johnny No, a local artist, is adding art in the blank spaces.
Bits, will you just cope?
They roll paste over grainy photos of wreckage in Gaza. You can find the same photos on telephone poles around Yellow Springs. No has been posting their art in public spaces since they were a teen living on the street, using graffiti as an outlet to comment on everything from war to democracy to human rights.
It's one of the only forms of protest that I know how to do. It's one of the only things that allows me to sort of express my fury and my rage at some of the things that I see going on in the world.
They don't see it as vandalism, but as a way to have a voice. Drake agrees.
Graffiti is about freedom of speech. It's about owning public space and saying, hey, there's more that needs to be in the public sphere than just advertising or extremely safe works of art.
The exhibit will be open until December. But Drake hopes Wilmington students will take street art, well, back to the street. In his view, the form of expression isn't meant to be confined to a gallery. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Wilmington.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.